The Gemara says in the Daf Gafema Beis on the bottom, Amar Rav Sheshes HaKeifer BePikadon Nasal of Gazan Chay BaEinsim. If a person is Keifer in the Pikadon, he says he doesn't have it, he becomes a Gazan and there's a Chay BaEinsim. So he becomes a regular Gazan through his Kfira BePikadon. Now to do with the Shita of the Ktsais and Simon Shin Mem Ches, Ktsais is a Chiddush, that in order to become a Gazan, one has to do a Maisa. If there's no Maisa, then you're not a Gazan. He's Medak, there's some Rashi, but Metziah Rashi says that if a Behema goes into your Chatzar and you have Kavanah to be Kainet, if it's Nichnas of Rishus of a Nol Befaneah, then you consider it a Gazan. So it's Medak from Rashi that if you would not be Nol Befaneah, there's no Maisa, you wouldn't be a Gazan, even though you want to be Gazal, there has to be a Maisa Gzela, which is accomplished by Nol Befaneah. So in Cain, the Kasha is that how could a kafir be cut and be considered a gazan? If he looks tzais, there's no maisa. There's just a kafir. There's no maisa. If you need a maisa, like Rashi says, mamtzia, how could he be considered a gazan over here? And then Rashi asks this question on the tzais. L'chay, you see from this gemara, not like the tzais. You see, you don't need a maisa in order to be considered a gazan. And l'chay, you can answer for the tzais. Number one, you could say that the gemara over here brings a pasuk. The gemara brings a pasuk of l'shtachachashu, which is going on. This case of kafir b'pikadon, even though the Gemara is machet, but l'chay, the one who holds kafir b'pikadon as a gazan would learn it out from this pasuk. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're a gazan? L'chay, you're being kafir, you're automatically a gazan. So it could be that's kufa, the reason why I need the pasuk. The pasuk is being mechadish, and over here you're considered a gazan even without a maisa. That's a special din of kafir b'pikadon, even though normally you would not be considered a gazan without a maisa. So it could be that's all nichla on this k'saras akasav of kafir b'pikadon, but maybe you could say a little differently that. Maybe Rashi held that this is gufa maisa. The fact that you're being kaifer b'pikadon, the maisa kfira, that is a maisa. Maisa doesn't mean a physical maisa. Maisa means that there's some type of act, some type of a proactive gzela that you're doing. It's not just me mela that came into my chatzar, but I'm going ahead and I'm doing a maisa of kfira. That is considered a maisa. Mela that after the chatzar will be maskam over here. If you do a maisa kfira, in l'cha maisa gadol mizeh, and that would be enough to be considered a gazon, according to Rashi.